This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, Good Day presents this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to spend a good deal of this hour focused on the Monsanto merger with Bayer, the European company that wants to take over the American company. Both of them have the same reputation amongst family farmers in Europe and in America. So we're going to talk with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, about her experience or her thoughts. We also have a focus on what the National Farmers Union is doing. The American Family Farmer radio program is a weekly voice for small independent farm owners, as well as hobby farmers, people who own ag businesses, the locavore purchasers of the products that we create. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Jan Linderman, who's here with us, is somebody that grew up on a family farm in North Dakota, fourth generation to work on her family's farm. So let's go back to the beginning with you, Jana, and set up the story of your life. I feel like there's an old show around, hasn't been around for a long time, somebody ought to revive it. This Is Your Life, Jana Linderman. How's that for
sounds kind of, that sounds a little bit frightening.
Really? No.
Or intimidating, I'm not sure.
No, it's great. So tell us about your farm first.
Sure. So right now I'm involved in my parents' farming operation, so they're still the primary operators. We're going through the process of figuring out a business transition plan. Mm-hmm. This is a farm that was originally my grandfather's, and my father took over for him, and now I'm taking over for my parents. So we have about 1,500 acres. A lot of that, or I would say about two-thirds of that, is rented from extended family members. Mm-hmm. This used to be maybe three family farms originally, my grandfather and two of his brothers, and now my father is the only person in his generation left. He's really farming actively in the community where we are, and I'm really the only one in my generation who's able to take over for him.
Why is that, Jana? Let's talk about that for a minute. You have brothers and sisters who are just not interested in being on the farm? Because this is the story that a lot of farms, the legacy farms that are multi-generational, where the people who grew up on the farm in many cases don't want to stay. That didn't used to be. It was the assumed role of the kids, as a matter of fact, to take over the farm. So you're the only one. What is your sibling situation?
Right. I have two siblings. We all moved away to go to school, to start other careers. I went to law school and worked as an attorney for a number of years before I decided to come back to the farm. You know, I think for my parents' generation, my dad really started farming right at the start of the farm crisis. He started farming in 1976, and things kind of went downhill from there for a lot of people. I feel like there's a lot of people in that generation that were reluctant to encourage their kids to come back to the farm. And I know a lot of people my age who would have liked to be involved in their family's farming operation, but it's a tough thing. It's not really economically feasible a lot of times to support more than one generation on the farm, and that's part of, I think, why we've seen a lot of consolidation. Farms that were able to grow to be several thousand acres as opposed to the, 500 acres or so that maybe my grandfather's generation farmed, they're able to support multiple generations on the farm. But even in those instances, like this year with commodity prices the way they are, people who are a bit older and have a lot of equity in their farming operations, it's not as big of a deal. But for people my age or younger who are just starting out, it's tough. So it's not a risk that a lot of people want to take on, I think.
Well, is it a situation where you would, if you're coming in to take over or work with your father till he decides you don't want to work any longer, that at some point you have to buy your siblings out?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. Well, it's much more, I think, the case in our family that my parents are relying on the equity in the farming operation for their retirement. So I'm having to buy out their interest as we go along in the process. I don't know that my siblings care one way or the other, and we've taken care of a lot of that in the estate planning process, and it hasn't been as complicated as I've heard some other family stories being. But it's more the case that my parents can't just afford to leave everything to me or to my siblings in their will. They need to be able to divest some of the equity they've built up in this operation over 40 years so that they have something to live on once they decide to retire.
Yeah, that's the sad story. The reality is that those of us who've been around the farm, if there was a dairying operation attached to this, it would be even more lethal than what you have, because dairying today in this country has been so compromised, and that's a nice word for it, by the external influences and forces. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later down the road. So in terms of, I have a friend who came from Iowa, and she was happy to say that the number of children they had on their farm was predicated by the parents deciding how much help they needed. So if they, and that was done on most farms. How many children they had was dependent on what they needed for help. Was that the case with your farm?
No. I don't think that was the case for my parents. My mother grew up on a dairy farm in western Minnesota, and there were 16 kids in that family.
Whoa!
That was a little bit related to them also being a German Catholic family. It wasn't that uncommon on that side of the family. But, yeah, you need that many kids for a labor-intensive operation like that, especially if you don't have enough money and equity to hire help, which my grandparents absolutely did not. So.
Yeah.
We never had animals. I think that made a big difference. We could get by with just three kids and my parents working.
Jana Linderman is here with us from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're going to talk about Bayer trying to purchase Monsanto and all of the foolishness that's coming out of the people from Bayer and Monsanto that are trying to convince regulators that this is a good idea. You probably, I think you're the equivalent of Roger Noonan, who is the president of the New England Farmers Union. I'm a member of the Farmers National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing that you're an outshoot of that, are you not?
Yes. We Iowa Farmers Union is a state chapter, much as the New England Farmers Union is a regional chapter of the national organization. So, yeah.
So we're on the same page. And Roger from Washington, we have lots of Rogers. Roger Johnson is the leader nationally, and they have been speaking out very solidly. We're all behind this focus on Monsanto and Bayer and what needs to be done to make sure, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to be successful, but we can try, hold our heads high when it comes to trying to keep this thing from happening, and what it does to farms like Jana. We'll talk about what influence these people have on her farm as we continue here. The American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travel. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely. With the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're telling her story. By the way, do you have, if you go into this and your family decides your father wants to retire, who's going to help you?
Who's going to help me? Well, we haven't completely figured that out yet. I have my own family. I'm thinking from an economic standpoint, my husband needs to keep his, you know, professional paying job to mitigate some of the risks that we're taking by me farming.
Isn't that awful?
As opposed to using my law degree.
I mean, think about this, Jana, though. What does this say about the government? What does it say about business and the reality? Here, this is the way we provide ourselves with food. This is the way we provide ourselves with sustenance. And people are giving, I mean, I can't tell you over the years how much money I have lost on my farm, but I will tell you it's in the millions. And what is there that makes me so crazy that I will put that kind of money into something that I love as much? Fortunately, I was able to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And I can't do it anymore because of what I did when I was, you know, when things went into the tank after 2008 to keep the farm going. And that's what's almost expected. People take a vow of poverty. And why should we take a vow of poverty under the circumstances? I mean, what? And the government does nothing but.
COX2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. That's 800-395-0342.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we pursue what's going on in the American Family Farms, the American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is designed, this program, to bring information and inspiration. I don't know that we would, there's not much politics involved in this, although there is, I guess in a manner of speaking, as there's politics involved in everything, and I don't mean left or right here, but many of the decisions that Jan and I are talking about that have affected how our farms operate have been bad political in our estimation. I think she and I would agree. That's one of the reasons we belong to the National Farmers Union. She's the president of the Iowa branch of the National Farmers Union. That is very outspoken when it comes to this merger between Monsanto and Bayer. For those of you who don't know the story, I can't imagine that there's anybody who doesn't, but let me just bring you a little information. The two executive vice presidents of respectively Monsanto and Bayer were in front of a panel of senators this week. And here is, I believe, Rob Fraley, who is from Monsanto, telling the senators how great this is going to be.
This type of change enables more innovation, delivers better products to the farm even faster. Farmers are best served when companies invest more in new technologies and accelerate the pace of their R&D, which in turn spurs more robust competition.
Okay. On the surface, you wouldn't argue with that, would you, Jana? Listening to that superficially, more, better, best, all of that stuff, it sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds very benign. I think the problem is Monsanto is not really interested in what makes the most sense for my bottom line in my farming operation. They're interested in what they can convince me to buy,
right,
whatever that means. And for example, what we've seen with a lot of these seed companies, they do spend a lot of time, a lot of money on research and development for new transgenic seed varieties, solving the problems on the farm as they see it. But then they need to recoup their costs and make a healthy profit off of that. So they want you to buy this fancy new seed variety they've developed, as opposed to other seed varieties that you might want for your farm. And they jack up the cost on a lot of seed varieties that are maybe non-transgenic. And you might have a variety of reasons for wanting access to those for your farm. We grow, for example, non-GMO certified soybeans, because we're able to market those at a nice premium to Japanese processors. And that's what the end consumer wants from us. So we want to be able to grow that But oftentimes those seed varieties are more expensive because the seed companies that have put all of this R&D effort into the transgenic varieties want me to buy those as opposed to something else. And it doesn't matter what makes sense for my farm business and the consumer that I'm selling to. They don't really care about that because I'm their consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care about the end consumer. They care about what they can get farmers to buy under whatever circumstances.
Well, they want to control the means by which you are able to acquire what you do. And I do the same thing with cow corn on my farm. I go to an open pollinated guy in Pennsylvania, actually three of them that I use, one in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, and one in Illinois. They grow their own seed. And I just take the seed from them, and that's what I plant. The problem is you can't find much anymore, and you got to really look hard to find something that Monsanto or that ilk isn't involved in when it comes to the seeds we plant, right?
Right. And what we've seen, not just with this wave of consolidation, but over the last 10 to 15 years, these big six companies have bought up hundreds of smaller seed companies.
Yep.
So we're talking about going from six to four, but we've lost that much variety, that much competition in the seed market just in the past 10 years.
I can remember over this period of time having each year maybe four or five different varieties from four or five different companies that I trusted, local or regional companies that don't exist. As you've said, they've been all bought up by Monsanto or Dow or DuPont. Or Bayer, and so now that's who you're dealing with, and I don't want to deal with them. And neither do you. Hold on a second. We're continuing the conversation. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's already September 11th in Afghanistan, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This comes just after the U.S. announced that it's broken off talks with the Taliban. National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed those talks, and apparently that's why he was fired by the president. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to discuss exactly what precipitated Bolton's departure, but he did acknowledge
there were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure.
And he downplayed the significance of any individual's departure to U.S. foreign policies. But Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, questions the abrupt changes at the White House.
They might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is you're fired. Doesn't make for predictable or steady management.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A weekly look at the trends in family farming and healthy attitudes toward food. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, a farmer and from a farm family herself. We're focused on the Monsanto takeover by Bayer, which is a European company that does pretty much the same thing Monsanto. They're a little more into the drug world. It sort of reminds me of Dow Chemical, DuPont Chemical. They're all chemical companies, and that sort of takes you back. You wonder, okay, Bayer, it's the aspirin company. When you think of Bayer, most people think of aspirin. Those of us who've been on the farm know that Bayer has been involved in farm life for a long time. This program, the idea for doing this program, came out of my own dissatisfaction, being a family dairyman and a broadcaster. I thought I'd put the two together and come up with ways to solve problems that many of us have. And so most of the time, our focus is on what's going on in an individual way, and that particular problem, how it's been solved by the people who are handling it. Jana Linderman, in part, tells us the story of her own farm and what they're doing to solve the problem of taking over from her parents. But more to the course here, the Monsanto takeover, Bayer is trying to tell everybody this is going to be great for the world. It's going to be good for the stockholders because they're getting $66 billion. I mean, isn't it some outrageous number like that, Jana?
Yeah. I mean, they're not. they're obviously motivated by profit. They're for-profit companies. They're operating in the best interest of their shareholders. I think a lot of the time when we hear Happy talk about how good this is going to be for farmers and how we're going to be spending all of this good money on R&D, only if it makes some money. And I wouldn't expect anything else. If we're letting profit companies write our farm policy for us, that's what's going to happen, right? That's what they're supposed to be motivated by.
Yep.
So we shouldn't be surprised.
It's the same kind of thing as you hear, though, most notably when the airlines have merged, when American was taken over by US Air, and the guy who runs US Air said, this is going to be great for the consumer. The fares are going to go down. We'll have more flights. You'll be in heaven. And, of course, we know the reality is that since the merger, the average price of a ticket on American has gone up 14%. Same thing can be said for United taking over Continental and for Delta taking over Northwest. It's the same story over and over again, and you can go across the line. So these people either are bought off, because we all know that congressmen and senators, when they get campaign contributions from these companies and are influenced by them, not only when they're in office, but remember that congressmen and senators, when they leave office, they get to keep all the money that they have raised in their campaign efforts for themselves. So they people wonder, well, how after they only made $180,000 a year doing this, how they become so wealthy? You look at their campaign coffers and you can figure it out pretty quickly. And that's what happens here. These guys from Monsanto will contribute heavily to the reelection campaign of the senators and congressmen that sit on the committees that make the first recommendation to the overall body, right?
Right. I thought one of the comments at the Senate hearing yesterday morning with the Judiciary Committee, I think this was maybe the representative from Bayer talking about, because obviously they're a German company. A lot of European companies countries are not as friendly to GMO technology as we are here in the U.S. So how do they do business in that market? And he said, well, we just sell whatever, our consumers want. We just market to whatever the local market asks for from us. But they do spend an awful lot of time and money, because I've seen it happen, lobbying our Congress, as you say, on these policies and trying to create markets for the products that they want to put on the market. And it doesn't necessarily have any connection to what farmers are asking for or what food consumers in this country say they want. I think it's where the companies they can make the most profit, and they try to make sure that policy is crafted to support that.
Well, that's their job, and I don't find fault with them doing what they're paid to do, but don't lie to me. Don't tell me this is going to be good for me. Don't try to charade us with this phony claim this is going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for nobody but them. And you look around the world and you do see, it's one of the interesting points, that Europe is much less friendly to the GMOs, and we're trying to figure it out here. And meanwhile, Monsanto, you couldn't do this in Europe. Monsanto spent $14 million last year or the year before, I'm trying to remember, when the label thing came up on the ballot here in California. And in essence, they spent enough money to try to confuse the issue. Their main pitch was that farmers didn't want to spend the money to have to label their products, which is a complete and utter lie. And nobody really, they won. They were able to convince people through their screwy sales pitches that farmers weren't better served by having the food that they're producing labeled so you know what the heck you're buying. And this is the sort of thinking that we get from these people. Well, it's bad for the farmer. How the hell is it bad for the farmer?
Right. It's good for me to have the ability to differentiate my product in the marketplace. And by the way, it's also good for me when consumers trust me.
Right.
Sometimes I worry about other farm organizations, commodity groups, allowing these companies to effectively be our spokespeople or to convince us, I think more importantly, to speak out on their behalf in defense of their technology that they're making profits from. I could grow corn of, any number of varieties. It doesn't have to come from a particular company. It doesn't have to have a specific genetic trait. That's not where I make my money. I make my money growing what my consumer wants to buy from me.
Yep.
And so we really don't have the same financial interest. And in speaking up for these companies, I feel like we erode a lot of the trust that farmers have built up with consumers, with the general public over the years. I mean, people like farmers, right? Family farmers, that's great.
Yeah. Right.
And when we allow ourselves to be spokespeople for this, putting our good names on a product that's really Monsanto's product that's making money for them, or Bayer's product, or whatever it is, I think that erodes some of the value of the hard work and the quality that consumers believe American farmers put into the products that are on the market.
Well, here's a perfect example of how people are wising up. You can count on the government to not do anything that's in your best interest most of the time until it's too late. I find it interesting this week that the FDA investigated Roundup and found that there are a lot of residue from Roundup in honey, for example. Both the USDA and the FDA this week inspecting food samples, and the, I never pronounced this correctly, it's glyphosate, I think. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So that's what Roundup is basically made from. And this has been found in pregnant women, breakfast food, snacks, urine, blood, breast milk, tampons, beer, vaccines, and in stillborn piglets. So you can't tell me, nor anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain, that what these people are doing, this is a carcinogen, for God's sakes. And we're allowing these people to sell this stuff and get away with it. And that's what people like the National Farmers Union, you were talking about you don't want to mention the name, American Farm Bureau Federation. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau. They don't speak for me anymore. All they do is speak for the huge agribusinesses. They were bought and paid for, and I have no use for them because they don't tell the truth. They're not affecting me and what I do. They're affecting the big farmers, and they go around glad-handing people like they represent the American farmer. They don't represent the American farmer at all. They represent big ag. And so where you didn't want to say that, I'm happy to say it.
Yeah, for me.
but under the circumstances, when we get to these people finding this stuff in honey samples, for example, half the bee population is gone because of Monsanto's Roundup, and yet nobody really wants to hit them straight between the eyes with this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things you worry about when you have such a small number of companies controlling everything. Monsanto developed their Roundup Ready seed varieties, and those genetic traits got cross-licensed with other companies, and so you can buy that seed anywhere, and it's ubiquitous, and everybody in Iowa grows Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans. And so, you know, we've obviously seen negative impacts with pollinators and people. We have a large commercial honey industry in Iowa that's been negatively impacted by it. But we've also found you can't grow anything else, because if your neighbor is growing Roundup Ready corn and soybeans, you have to deal with spray drift, and you have to deal with cross-pollination if you're trying to make money as an organic farmer. And that's because these companies that can essentially operate like a cartel, so once one of them develops something that is of value, it gets spread all across the market, and it's really hard to maintain diversity and resilience in your farming operation and change what you're doing from year to year.
And Monsanto is happy to sue the family farmer and put them out of business if, in fact, they may have some seed that they used and they keep it and use it over again, or the fact that you just brought up, the cross-pollinization. You've got a field on one side of the road that's open pollinated seed, and then the other side they've got some Monsanto Roundup Ready seed. You can't possibly keep them separate because the wind's going to blow what the essence of the stuff on the silk is across the road. And so there you have it. It's insidious. You cannot get away from it. And that's what Jan is pointing out. We'll continue our conversation in a few more minutes. Jana Linderman here with us talking about why Bayer ought not to purchase Monsanto. 45 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You're listening to the American Family Farm. You can hear it every week online. Blog Talk Radio is a good place to go. Tune In Radio is a good place to go for it. RadioAmerica.org, DougStefan.com, a number of places. Google American Family Farmer, and you'll find what there is in terms of broadcast acceptance. And if you want to send me ideas for programs and people to speak to, send a Doug at DougStefan.com, email along, Doug at DougStefan.com. We're talking with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. I just looking at an article in one of the newspapers that I read. I read the Lancaster Farming newspaper, which a lot of people in the Northeast read. Headline, pesticide sometimes harms bees, says EPA. Duh. Leave it to the. There'll probably be about 40 guys on this. We'll study it and find out what any of us who have any common sense know. And so you see these sorts of things all across the board. And it's really pretty amazing how all of this stuff, the reality of all this stuff, and the ag departments in our states are working against us as well as the feds. It's just amazing that any of us survive. We're here to do more than just survive on the American Family Farmer, 10 before the hour.
Unprecedented, I think, here in the state of Florida, and for veteran hurricane watchers, it really has people shaking their heads, wondering what is going to be happening by the time we get to Tuesday of this coming week.
You know, one of the things that really is very interesting, I saw a picture of a surfer who was
up. What is going to be happening by the time we get to Tuesday of this coming week?
You know, one of the things that really is very interesting, I saw a picture of a surfer who was up in the air. He went up in the air and landed on a shark. Did you see that picture?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah. That epitomizes the casual Floridian who's not worried about the storm, apparently. All right, good job, John. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, the D.C. Radio Company, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stephan here on the American Family Farmer with Jana Linderman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union. We're talking about the proposal from Bayer to buy Monsanto, and we were just kibitzing a little bit about how the bees have been affected. The government's sort of into this already. But one of the things that I also find, Jana, that's very self-serving for these people, the discussion that we often are exposed to about how foodborne illness is a problem, and the focus is on the farmer. The number of people, I was a dairy farmer and sold raw milk for a long time at my store on the farm, and it took me a long time to get permission to sell the raw milk because if you go to the medical schools, they'll tell you how bad it is and you can't do it and how dare you endanger people, when in fact the endangerment comes from those who don't know how to handle the raw milk. I'm guessing you probably grew up on it. I grew up on it, and I think we're pretty good specimens. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we have that discussion in Iowa all the time. It is completely illegal to sell raw milk here, even if you have a dairy. So a lot of families with dairy farms, you know, the family just drinks out of the bulk tank. That's where you get your milk.
Yeah.
But that's technically illegal in the state of Iowa. Even if they're your cows, it's your milk, you're not selling it to anybody, it's illegal to sell or consume raw milk. And I sort of feel like, you know, if you're not being careful and you're not operating dairy the way that you should, it doesn't matter if you're pasteurizing the milk. Because there have been outbreaks of of foodborne illness from milk that come from dairies that use pasteurization because they weren't doing the right thing, because they weren't cleaning things properly. So if you're doing that, whether it's a raw milk dairy or a dairy that uses pasteurization, you need to do things the right way. And if you don't, people will get sick. I mean, that's really the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I think the larger scale you get with operations, the more likely there's going to be some kind of a slip-up like that is the other thing. We're not giving small family farms credit for actually being the safest way to produce our food because these are families. They pay attention to every detail. They know what they're doing.
Well, because the kids that are going to the public health universities to learn what the theory is and what the profs are told to teach or what they've learned themselves or what they think they've learned is asinine. There's no common sense in it whatsoever, but yet they get away with it. I remember a kid that was just out of school came to my farm to inspect, and he looks on page 43 of the rule book, and he says, well, here it says you're supposed to have this, 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 and this, and I don't see that you have this, 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 and this. And I pointed out to him, well, instead of having this, 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 and this, I have that, 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 and that, and they do the same thing. Yeah, but it says in the book on page 48 that this, 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 and this is what you're supposed to do, and I don't understand how that, 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 and that gets us to this, 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 and this. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the mindless boob focus that you got to have on these people and what it is that they bring to the table, which is nothing except harassment and a faster way of putting us out of business. I don't know whether you are talking up in Iowa how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is, but I'm betting if you have the same attitude that I do toward these sorts of problems, that you're not a fan of the Trans-Pacific Partnership either. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, other farm groups and commodity groups who've been sold on the idea that this is going to be good for agriculture because we have a positive balance of trade with egg, which, you know, we do, but we haven't actually increased our exports of corn and soybeans over the last 30 years, which is kind of a big deal for Iowa. So it's not clear to me what benefit we're getting from it, even in that respect. But we've seen really negative impacts, like our ability to set domestic production standards if you are organic and organic certified. What does that mean when we're importing now from a lot of our trading partners? And they're putting that label on their
But they don't have safe practices practices that prevent their beef from being contaminated. They're not even inspected there. They come up here and they come in. And it almost makes you wonder, are these people trying to destroy our lives? Are they trying to destroy the country? Are they trying to destroy farming? That's a conclusion I come up with anyway.
Well, what you mentioned about food safety, country of origin labeling is another great example. So we belong to the WTO, and apparently that means we cannot put the country of origin on the food that we're selling so people know this is beef that comes from an American farm that was, you know, born, raised, and slaughtered in this country.
Yeah.
And our Congress, participated in that because they were just eager and willing to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling for beef and pork and not replace it with anything, by the way. I mean, you could make an argument that they had to do that under trade rules, but they also could have put in place voluntary standards, and they chose not to do that. So
pretty amazing stuff. Jana, best of luck to you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here. Jana Linderman from Iowa on the American Family Farmer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.